I believe we have judged his teachings. I believe I have judged his teachings. Virtually all of his teachings are in error. I believe him to have been wrong. Depending upon how you call it and term it and define it, he was a false prophet. He was a heretic. Depending upon how you define that, and I'll not go into a long, lengthy, I don't have some cute definition for you, but the world at large thinks of heretic, and maybe a stronger term, heretic, essentially means someone who is taught unbiblical truth in ignorance. But that's not the popular teaching. And I believe he was ignorant. Willful deception, I can't make that call. Other people, if they feel comfortable making that call, I don't take that away from them. But I can't make that call, and I knew him fairly well. But I can't make that call that he willfully deceived people knowing better, and the term there would be apostasy, and apostate, as is used in 2 Peter 2, I believe it is. Is it first or second? Second, I think it is, Peter 2. I can't make that call. And I'm sorry, if that's something that needs to be done, I can't do it. Maybe Joe can do it or somebody else can do it. And I know people who have left or are still within the Worldwide Church of God who feel comfortable making that call. But that's as far as I can go in terms of Herbert Armstrong. But I know you have to go through the Herbert Armstrong hurdle or the boulder or the fence or the furrow or the minefield or whatever it is as you come to Christ. That issue has got to be dealt with. There's no question about it. Who he was, who he represents to you, who he now represents to you, and that type of thing, very definitely.